Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello. Welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we're back with a Dear DST. We're always back.
Yeah. Aileen, how are you feeling? Apparently Halloween is in 2 days. And I'm only bringing that up because I know in past years we would have been on our Halloween diets. Are we going to look skinny in the costume? Are we going to, how are we going to avoid the candy?
Yeah.
This year feels different for many reasons.
Yeah. I feel like, well, first of all, I forgot that Halloween So like I have no, it's a reflection of my Halloween plans. I didn't even think about it. Like I didn't.
You used to do 4 nights of fucking tutus and slutty outfits.
What was, oh my God, last, no, I was in a slut last week, last Halloween. I dressed up as oh my God, Siobhan Roy.
Did you think I was talking about last year? Oh my God, it was Avi's birthday. I wasn't talking about last year though. I was talking about more like.
I know.
Oh, 8 years ago.
I wasn't a slut last year. No, I dressed up as Shiv from Succession, which I'm so fucking upset is not on TV right now. Like, it needs to come back. But I haven't thought about it, but I would love to go buy some candy. I haven't done that yet. I haven't, again, also thought about it. I know we talked about candy last Sunday.
I have quite a bit of candy here. I still have the candy bag from like 2 weeks ago. And I got another one, a bag of Milky Ways, which that one's actually been depleted more. I think I like Milky Ways more than I like what's in the other candy bag.
You know what I don't like about Milky? I love Snickers. Those I fucking love. I also love 100 grand.
I know.
Like
I don't
caramel.
Like caramel. I'm not that into nuts in my
what is
caramelly
nougat?
Candies. It's like, I don't know, but I like it. But there's too much in a Three Musketeers and the perfect
what
amount.
What a great definition. When you look up, what is nougat? I don't know, but
like
I like it.
It's almost, I think of it as like almost a more viscous, chocolatey taffy that you would not eat. You wouldn't only eat a nougat.
Is that what's in a Three Musketeer?
Chocolate and nougat. Only.
The nougat. And in a Milky Way, it's caramel and nougat, right?
Yes.
I don't like nougat.
I think,
Sammy, I don't think that's nougat.
Wait, yes, it is. 100% milk. Three Musketeers is nougat and chocolate.
Are you sure?
I would bet my finger.
Who came up with that word?
Nougat, a candy made from sugar or honey, nuts, and egg whites.
It's not nougat. It is. Do Three Musketeers have nougat?
They are nougat.
Oh, it's whipped nougat. That's what I don't like it.
Well, whipped nougat is what's also in Milky Way.
Right. And I like the Milky Way for the caramel.
I like the Milky Way for the combination, the perfect ratio of nougat, caramel, and chocolate.
distressed.
It's so good.
I love Snickers because I love the caramel and I love the crunch. And I love
and you clearly tolerate the nougat there.
I tolerate the nougat. That's as most as that I do. That's
isn't it interesting that like whatever company this is, maybe it's Mars. They were just like, okay, we're going to do the Three Musketeers, nougat only. Then we're going to add the caramel. Then we're going to add the caramel and nuts. And then we're going to add, what's in the 100 grand?
Caramel and like waffly top. Oh, it's so good. Okay. In the refrigerator.
It's like they created one thing and then they built on the base to
okay,
a more
but let's
sophisticated
talk about Twix.
Candy.
Twix.
Twix are different because they none of these have graham cracker in them.
Twix has caramel. Twix
but it doesn't have nougat.
Exactly. That's why I love it.
It's a different. It's different. It doesn't go in the category with Three Musketeers. No, because it has none of those have cracker. And it's missing nougat.
I think I'm gonna it's like, say it's like I don't
the
care
and the species. It's like,
I think I'm gonna just not give a shit about anything you're saying and say I love Twix, okay. I love Kit Kat, and I love Milky Way, and that no fuck
no
Milky
you
Way.
Like Snickers.
I love Snickers and 100 grand
Kit Kat
and
very
fish
good.
Food. Not the type of food.
So you're just listing everything you.
I'm listing because it involves everything with caramel.
Okay, I'm very into the structural compounds that make up all these various Halloween candies, and Kit Kat goes in a different category because it involves wafer.
Wafer. You know,
and
actually,
also what goes in between Kit Kat is an entirely. You're comparing cats and dogs here. Whereas when you compare Milky Way, Three Musketeers, 100 grand, and Snickers, those are all like basically one. They're all like dogs but different breeds. But then once get into like,
yeah, but when you get
Kit Kat and Twix and Reese's, those are different species.
You get a bucket of Halloween candy, you still get all of those in mini form. And
it depends which company you buy from.
No, when you're trick or treating.
Okay, but that depends what bag the person buys and combines. It depends what companies you're buying from, like which combo you're getting. I've been doing a lot of grocery.
I see. I don't
perusing.
Actually know the parent companies of my favorite candies.
I don't either, but I know the compounds.
Structural compounds. Yeah, so Halloween is a near, and I'm doing nothing. I will be buying, actually, I'm going to put on my Mouse Duh t-shirt probably from Shop Betches, and I'm going to sit on my couch and eat all of the aforementioned candies that I like and none of the ones I do not like. and maybe rewatch Succession from season 2 to, you know, get my endorphins going.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near Beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Sammy, let's hear it. What's okay. The Dear DST today?
Okay. The Dear DST is as follows. Hi, Sammy and Eileen.
To whom it may concern.
Yeah. Shockingly, it's addressed to us. love you both, and your podcast is the highlight of my week. I've been following the intuitive eating model along with both of you and truly believe in this lifestyle. I'm experiencing many of the same challenges along with you, but I wanted to share this one particular struggle and seek out your advice. I am a seventh grade science teacher, and in my workplace, I'm constantly being confused for another teacher who people say looks exactly like me. The problem is I view this other teacher as much bigger than me, and frankly, I don't take it as a compliment. It has made me question, do I really look like her? Because if I do, I'm not happy about it. All the diet culture noise is getting in the way, and I'm trying very hard to be present, content with myself, and not so obsessive about my size. My question is, if someone tells you that you look like someone and don't take it as a compliment, what do you do to combat the negative thoughts that surround it? Thanks so much, and I hope to hear back from you. I understand why this is challenging. I could see why this would be like pretty upsetting, but it is possible that they think your faces look alike, or that you have a similar essence, like in America's Sweethearts, when he was like, people say I look like you, like a Eunice, like I project the essence of you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would not assume in your head that people are saying it because of your size.
I think only. She just sees it as that. She doesn't look at somebody's face. She sees as the size of their face or the size of their body. And you're saying, I look like this person. When they're like, oh, you have the exact same body as that person, is a different type of comment. But right. Also, I think, and I get why this is challenging, but I also think this is like a reflection of everything we've been talking about, of like fat phobia and and like just body image and that whole fear around it. And also body dysmorphia, which is a big, we still want to go deep into body dysmorphia because it's not just what we assume it means. There's so much to it.
Yeah. We're having an expert on soon to actually talk about body dysmorphia. But the thing that, so Jared always says on You Up, Jared always says that the answer is in the email. And I think the answer here is in like the second sentence, meaning like she's been following the intuitive eating model and truly believes in this lifestyle. So that's like a values-based belief that she clearly has. And the truth is that like, it's not easy. Obviously like diet culture is not easy. Intuitive eating and anti-dieting or body neutrality, they're not easy either. But you do say that you believe in this. So In thinking about how to relate to this particular triggering situation, I would like remind yourself like they might not mean my weight. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is like, are you going to let the fact that they're confusing you with someone whose body you wouldn't necessarily want to be in that like automatically? Are you like, do you want that to be the reason that you sort of like put yourself back into a place of diet culture and kind of like the obsession and self-hate that comes with it? Or maybe just try considering that like maybe what you're receiving when people say this to you is not what you like what they're actually saying.
And also,
and then
and also like this is an external message. Like if you are really, if the whole part, the whole process of accepting your body or feeling neutral about your body or other bodies is looking within for validation and not out. So this kind of takes you out of it and question, what do you really look like? I think that just kind of sit there and be like, I know what I look like. This doesn't matter. Who cares if I look like her? Great. Then maybe try thinking of all the positive qualities this person has. If she's like a monster bitch and she's just like an aggressive asshole and they're like, oh, you look like her and you're not like that. What would you take from that? Would you immediately think, oh, does that mean I'm a bitch and I'm a monster asshole? You probably wouldn't like kind of think twice about it. Like, oh, these people are fucking nuts. Like, I know who I am, but because you don't feel so like strong in your belief in what you look like, you're allowing like their comments to pierce through yourself and your self-worth. So I think it's just kind of like you're saying, it's in the email. It's about how you see yourself. Maybe you're not there yet, and that's okay. So let them say what they want. Keep focusing and doing you, and you'll get through it.
Also, if it wasn't this comparison, it could be that you'd be unhappy with your own weight gain that you see when you look in the mirror. So it might come in this form. It might come in like your own self beating yourself up. It could be that you see a photo that you don't like of yourself. Like, this is part of the process. Like, people don't need to seek out doing intuitive eating because what they were doing before was working. So this is part of the challenge. Like, it's okay that this is bothering you, because it's part of how you like strengthen yourself in it, so that you can fix your like emotional relationship with food and your body over the long term.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Seventh grade seems hard enough.
She's not in seventh grade. She's
I know, to teach seventh. I didn't actually think this was from a middle schooler.
I mean, you said
seventh grade kids seem hard enough as it is to teach. Right. They're all trying to be like each other and bullies. So good luck with that. And yeah, guys, send us your dear DSTs. DST at Betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. And we're always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to DST at Betches.com.
Betches.